So if you are ready, just be on your feet. We're going to worship the Lord this morning. Father, we thank you for a beautiful morning to worship you. Lord, we thank you that your presence would fill this place. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you would have your way this morning. We love you this morning. This morning is for you, Jesus. We lift you up, King of kings and Lord of lords, the one who is worthy of all of our praise, all of our worship. We welcome you, King Jesus. Welcome you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Shout your praise one more time this morning. that our hearts would cry, that our bones would sing, great are you, Lord, that we would exalt King Jesus as the only one worthy. You are the only one worthy, Jesus. You are the only one worthy, Jesus. You are far above. You are high above every other name, King Jesus. So we shout and we sing with all that is within us to bless your holy name this morning, to lift you up this morning. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you,
my Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the I'm
Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing the power and majesty.
King Jesus. You're the name we're lifting high. Your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival. We want to see your kingdom.
Is the kingdom and yours is the power and yours is the glory forever. Amen. Jesus, yours is the kingdom and yours is the power and yours is the glory forever. Amen. Oh, yours is the kingdom.
Glory forever. Amen. Oh.
Lord, as we sing to you this morning, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you are holy. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. There's none like you, Lord. There's no one like you before, now, or forever. And Lord, when we sing from our hearts saying, you are King, you are King, you are Lord of Lords, you are Holy God. Lord, those are dangerous words. Those are words of penetration. Those are words of conviction. Those are words that come straight from your throne if they're in our hearts coming out. So, Lord, we celebrate you this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We praise your holy name. Whether we know you or we don't know you, you're worthy of all honor and glory and praise and dominion. So we thank you, Father, that as we sing right now, you are holy, you are righteous, you are the King. Let's sing out with all of our hearts, because that's who you are. That's who you are, and that's who you are to all of us here. We believe, Lord, that you deserve all honor. You deserve all attention. You deserve everything, God. You deserve all, because you have given all. And Father, whether you've done nothing for us directly or not, you still deserve all the adoration and adulation. But the truth is, you are good. You're such a good God. So let's just sing that out. You are holy. You are worthy.
You are holy. You are holy. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are holy.
Couple scriptures before we partake in communion. Psalm 19:9 says, the fear of the Lord is clean. The fear of the Lord is clean. Do we get that? The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. And then these are some of my favorite life verses. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Psalm 51:6 says, behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. The fear of the Lord is clean. I love that scripture. I just love to meditate on it. The fear of the Lord is clean, clean, clean. And this morning, I think the Lord just wants to clean our souls. When we know the Lord in our souls, then we are truly free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And this morning, the Lord is here to set us free from any idols in our souls, on our hearts. Any idolatry, any pride, any selfishness, any arrogance, any addictions, the Lord wants to cleanse us, and he's serious about that. And so before we go into this holy moment of taking his body, I just want to bring us into that place of understanding how clean he is, how pure he is, how holy he is. Tuesday night, when I was here, when we were in worship, I saw the Lion of Judah just come in here. Judah means praise, and we were singing all about praise, giving God our praise. He inhabits our praises. And I saw the Lion of Judah just going around to different people, and it's like I saw this white, this dark, stringy mass, just like he was pulling thoughts, unholy, unhealthy thoughts, and he was renewing our minds. And why the Lion of Judah? The Lion of Judah retreats before nothing. In Proverbs 30:30, it says, "A lion, mighty among men, among beasts, who retreats before nothing." And the Lion of Judah also in Revelation 5:5, it talks about him being the conquering queen, king. And so this morning, as we think about that, just the Lion of Judah, he retreats before nothing. And that's why we praise him. He's the Lion of Judah. We praise, we worship. And I just want to, one thing in my young Christian life that really helped me was understanding that I am body, soul, and spirit. As human beings, we're body, soul, and spirit. And when we become born again, we ask Jesus into our hearts. Then our spirits are born again. It's the Shekinah glory. It's the place where God dwells. It's the place where we know God intimately. And it's the Holy of Holies. When you read about Moses' tabernacle, it was the holy place where God met with Moses. And the sprinkling of the blood was needed. Blood of bulls and goats was needed. And one time a year, the high priest would go in. And this week, as I was just wanting that encounter, as Pastor Mary Pat had encouraged us to encounter the Lord this week, I was like, Lord, I need a new encounter with you. I need a fresh encounter. And years back, the Lord had met me so powerfully and changed my life. Just reading about the tabernacle of Moses. And this time he took me, instead of going back to the tabernacle of Moses, he took me to David's tent, which is all about worship. It's about unceasing worship. It's about having that constant praise in our hearts, having that dwelling place that the Lord can come and dwell with us. And it's not just a visitation. It's a habitation. It means he stays with us. He's always with us. And then in verse, I just love David's psalm. In the tabernacle, like, actually he calls it David's tent. And he so wants to build a house for the Lord. He's like, Jerusalem had destroyed Moses' tabernacle. And so the Ark of the Covenant Jerusalem had been destroyed. And so the Ark of the Covenant was, for 400 years, it was just not in a temple, or was somewhere where it wasn't supposed to be. And David had such a longing to bring the ark, to build a house for God's dwelling place. And so, of course, we know there's Solomon's temple, but first there's David's temple. If you go to 1 Chronicles, the book of 1 Chronicles is so fun, just reading about David's tent and about how David, as king, just day and night worship. That was what he wanted, and he orchestrated that, and it's amazing. And in Psalm 26, this is also one of my favorite verses. It says, "Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells." And this morning, as we think about that place, that inner place, our spirits that are born again, the Lord is still working on our souls, which have to do with the wounds that we might have received as a child or the hard things that we go through in life. It hits our souls. And this morning, the Lord wants to bring his Shekinah glory into our souls. Isn't that amazing? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're renewing our mind through the Lion of Judah, that you're pulling those old strongholds, Lord, out of our thinking. And I thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask that we would live new. Lord, that we would not just talk, but we would live new from that place of having a new soul. Thank you, Lord. Release your power. Lord, Lion of Judah, we give you permission to speak into our souls, to shed your light, to remove any lies, any idols, anything, Lord, that would be a hindrance to our walk and our unity with you, our communion with you. Lord, we give you permission in that secret place, Lord, in that secret place. And thank you, Lord, that we can now meet with you, Lord, face to face. Face to face, we behold you and we are changed. We're transformed from glory to glory because of your sacrifice, because you are our high priest, and we can be high priests with you. We can be priests and kings, Lord. We can minister to you. Thank you, Lord. I just pray for every heart in here. You've never received Jesus as your Savior. I invite you to do that. And as you take communion, just let the Lord, just let go of those things that are hindering you, things that are discouraging to you. Just let it go. Let go of any sin. And invite Jesus to come and fill your soul with that liquid gold. Let his love, his light. The light brings life. And Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. And when you hung on that cross, when you were lifted up and the sky was darkened and the earth began to shake and you died, before you died, you said, "It is finished. It is finished." And we thank you, Lord, that you went on the cross, that you died, and we can die with you. But then came the morning and the light broke through. So we invite that light into our souls. Why would we want to live in darkness? Oh, thank you for the light, Lord. We receive your light. Thank you, Lord, for your light and your truth, Spirit of truth. I welcome you, Lord, into every heart, into every soul. Spirit of truth, we welcome you. You are the Lion of Judah. You retreat before nothing. Nothing can come against us that you are not more powerful. You are the conquering king, and you retreat at nothing. So we thank you, Lord, for the authority that you've given us. We thank you for how majestic you are. We see you, Lion of Judah. We see you. Thank you, Lord. Feel free to take the elements.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's such a holy time, Lord, when we commune with you, when we take the elements to connect with your heart. Come in agreement with your presence, with who you are, with Jesus, who loved us, died for us, made a way. Thank you, Lord, that you just continue to go deep in our hearts and just draw us ever closer, Lord. Draw us ever closer. Father, I just thank you as people are taking communion, Lord, that you're releasing life to bodies. You're releasing strength and health, Lord. That's part of the covenant, that you come to bring life and that more abundantly. So, Father, I just release your healing touch to anyone who needs this, that today, here in this place or online, just be healed in Jesus' name. Just receive the fullness of Jesus' sacrifice. Pay the price for our sins. Canceled all the effects of the enemy, everything from the fall, sin, sickness, disease. Just thank you for that life in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited to be able to share with you a little bit about what's taking place in Brazil. Right now, Pastor Bill and Joe are there in Brazil. They were at Pastor Carlos's church this morning in Sao Paulo. And I believe we have a little bit of some clips of this last week just to give us some updates and a little bit of video. Andy has a little compilation. So this is in City of God, which is where we have our worship center. It's inside Casa de Jesus' church. Can you pause it? Actually, can you pause that? We're going to... Sorry, Andy. I know you made it more of a compilation, but can we go back just a smidge? Because I think just need to share. We're going a little bit too quick. So this is in City of God. So right across a very, very tiny alley, like from me to you, is where our worship center is. And then every Monday night, Pastor Bill and Joe were able to be there with the, you know, with Inez and everyone. So that was in that photo just before. So we've ministered there a number of times, and our teams and our youth team that was there this summer. And then this picture here on the right, you see Pastor Bill with Joe on either side, and then Inez next to Joe, and then the family there. Some of you may recognize Mario from clear back in 2005. We met him. He came to the Lord. Well, he and his wife, Glacy, are now really a key part in the church at Heliopolis at Casa de Jesus. That's their daughter, Lara. And so they're there as part of the worship service. I believe Wednesday night they were ministering there. Pastor Bill and Joe were. And you can see the church on the left-hand side. So maybe as we go between different places, we'll just pause that slideshow. Yeah. So we can go back to the first one real quick, I guess, just to, so we can see. Sorry. So maybe less slideshow. I don't know if that's too late to fix that, but or more slideshow, less ongoing video. So what's that? So going back to the very beginning where it all began. All right, let's just get it where we can see something. Yes. Cool. So here, Mike McRae actually painted that in the background some years ago, and you see Amanda on the cello and Hyla and Eric E. leading worship, and that's the Monday night service, so you can kind of move forward. All right. Tricky, but you can do it. Good job. So, yeah, so you're just seeing in the service here, and right outside is the alley between the two locations. And then again, we're moving to Heliopolis, which is where Pastor Joseo's church is, Casa de Jesus. And that's where our teams actually stay up above the church when our teams are there. And again, as I already shared about this, so we can move on. Thanks, guys. And so got Joe and Hyla here on the left, and Joe and Amanda in the middle bottom, and Pastor Bill with Hyla, and then Inez, who's the director of Frontline Brazil. There with Pastor Bill, and she's also a translator extraordinaire, and she'll be coming and flying back with Pastor Bill and Joe on Tuesday. So they actually are on the same flight flying back here, which is awesome. So we can move on. And then there's Pastor Manny in the middle with Pastor Bill. And so they're actually staying at Pastor Manny's house on this particular trip. And on the right-hand side, that's again at Heliopolis at Casa de Jesus. And on the left side, I believe that was Pastor Manny's house, just a time of worship. So I'll let you go on. Oh, that's it. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Inez's house. My bad. Worship at Inez's. And then here is our worship center. Again, I believe this is a Mike McRae painting, wasn't it? Did you do that one too? Or a lot of people. It was a team effort that did not involve me, I don't think. I believe I was on the white part, like the plain, like, white, nothing on it. So here they are having a time. This would have been Saturday, I believe, where every Saturday they come together to teach the kids and young adults and have time of impartation and holy clubs, things like that, on the left-hand side. And we'll go on. And then this is actually just hot off the press this morning at Pastor Carlos's church, who's a friend of Pastor Manny's, and Pastor Bill with Pastor Carlos. And keep going. And they're going to share more details. We're just kind of giving you some highlights here today. So, and then, okay, that's, again, this is Gabby with Pastor Bill translating. So that's one of Pastor Manny's daughters, who's really a bundle of joy in life. She's so fun to be with. We enjoyed being with her this summer. And she's translating. The bottom left is at Pastor Manny's church with our G7 crew and Joe and Pastor Bill. So you have Inez and John Yell and Eric E. and then Amanda and Hyla. So the G7's our crew that kind of heads up our worship center under Inez and also ministering at Casa de Jesus all together. So you have some young people that have gone with us over to Mozambique and ministered and are being trained up from the communities of Brazil to the nations. So we'll keep going. Thanks, guys. That was okay. That was the end of that main part there. Cool. So I think, is that about it there, Cynthia, then, for this morning? They'll be sharing more with us, but I heard from Pastor Bill a little bit. It's been absolutely an incredible trip, and just for him, for Joe, and just the connections with Pastor Manny and Pastor Jerseo and everyone else. So they're having a great trip. They'll be coming back in Tuesday. So thanks for your prayers as they kind of finish out the rest of God's assignments for this trip. All right, I will turn it over to Relentless Pursuit. So that is coming up this week. I don't know if Ashley is sharing or... Yeah, I'll just play the video here about Relentless Pursuit. It's coming. All right. I'm filled with wonder. I'm filled with wonder. I'm filled with wonder. We got to believe that God still has a plan for us. Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter what we have. Doesn't matter what we don't have. We stay with Him. He must increase. It's first about Him. It's first about God. It's about loving Him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then loving our neighbor as ourselves. We raise your name up higher than any name on earth. It is so much higher. Yes, Lord, King, King, you're the King, you're the King, you're the King.
O Senhor está te abrindo o céu.
The Lord is opening up the heavens for you.
O Senhor já te abriu o céu.
The heavens are already open.
Tudo é teu, Pai.
Everything is yours.
Tudo é para a tua glória.
Everything is for your glory.
I choose to count the cost and pay the price. I give you my life in fullness right now. I take up my cross, deny myself, and I will follow you.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel, as this gospel is going to go to every nation and tongues and tribe. And then the King of Kings will show up.
Jesus!
Here we go. We're excited about this. Everything is starting up now. Pastor Jose is here. We thought he would be here this morning with us. Pastor Jose is from Mozambique, and he's actually preaching at People's Baptist Church this morning, and Lawrence took him, so he may be coming at the end here to greet everybody. But we're ready to go. We're excited about Joe and Pastor Bill coming back on Tuesday with Inez. And I'm sure if this was at all confusing to you, it you know, may have felt that way if you weren't sure what was going on. It'll be made clear to you one way or the other, but coming back with all of this on top of Relentless Pursuit is a lot. There's a lot going on right now, so we're excited about that. Many things are happening. We've been in daily communication with our loved ones over in Brazil, so we're very excited about that. And so we're releasing the children right now to Kingdom Land and the teens to their class. Amen. Amen. I'm excited. We are actually having a shortened version of a message and impartation today. And what we will be doing is gathering back in here, and that's for all the teachers going back, gathering back in here to hear some very specifics about what's coming up this week, but not right now. So the classes, when those classes end, we're inviting all of you to come back in here, and then Cynthia's going to lead us in whatever's going to happen. So I want to share with you briefly this morning what the Lord has put on my heart regarding the season that we're in, the week of beginning of Relentless Pursuit, and actually just our situation in life, because the Lord is very, very, very clear to us on how he is wanting us to be able to relate to him. When we had worship this morning, very powerful, where we're shouting to the Lord and we're calling and reaching out and singing to him, saying, "You're holy, holy, holy." The Lord is giving us an idea of what's to come. He's letting us know that the miraculous is on his heart. He's letting us know that he is miraculous. He's letting us know that as we are taking the posture that he's developing in us, we're going to see the miraculous unfolding right in front of our faces. But absolutely knowing that supernatural life in him is miraculous. So we start very simply. We got up in the morning today. We say, "Good morning, Lord," some of us, and say, "Lord, it's your day." And the Lord says, "That is supernatural. That's supernatural, because that defies everything. That defies what we know in the natural, because the Lord says, I'm giving you life. I'm giving you life more abundantly. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So where do you side? Where will you be? Will you be on my side of joining me in birthing the miraculous, birthing the supernatural, birthing miracles through your life? Will you join me in that? Because as we heard this morning during communion, the Lord is invading our hearts. He's wanting to take up habitation with us. He wants to become a habitation, which means hang out in us, work through us, and then release through us. And so the Lord is letting us know that that's the desire of his heart, for us to partner with him, and he is supernatural. He is supernatural. So the Lord is telling us today that there is a place in the Spirit that he wants to take us to and encourage us to just step out and release him. But if we are not believing that he is who he says he is, how does that happen? How does that move through our lives? We begin to think our own thoughts without the Lord's thoughts mixing in there and overtaking our own thoughts. And that's the big dilemma that we live in as we live on planet Earth. Who will I side with? Whose thoughts will I entertain? And whose thoughts will come out of my mind and out of my heart as they come into my mind and out of my heart? Whose thoughts? It really comes down to simple life before Jesus. And I was asking the Lord for the passage on his heart, or the scripture on his heart this morning. What would be helpful for us right now as we're facing all the different things and events and situations and opportunities for us to connect with him in our life as we do? We live in the fast lane, don't we? And the Lord says, in the fast lane in the West, compared to many in the East, but in the West, our minds can be a place of very, very freeing opportunities for the Lord, or it can be a place where we have a lot of convincing others, ourselves, to do to be able to step in to what he has for us. What that means is, at the end of the scripture in 1 Corinthians 2, at the end of that passage, when it says, I have given you the mind of Christ, the Lord wants us to be able to walk in that, to capture that, to realize that, for that to become a reality in our lives. So, as we're trying, as I said, as we're trying to say, Lord, I know you're supernatural. I want to walk in the miraculous. I want to walk in all of these places that you are, that you promised for me, because you've given me life and life more abundantly. I want to know how to do that. There isn't anybody in here who doesn't want to know how to do what we're supposed to do. Everybody wants that. How do we do this, God? How do I do this? How do I relate to my family? How do I relate to what I'm feeling and sensing in here? What do I do? So the how and the what in our hearts, in our lives right now, that matters. But the wind is blowing. Darlene was singing that this morning. Wind, blow. Blow through here. Holy Spirit, blow. So this week, I'm so excited. This week, we are going to really encounter the wind of the Lord, Holy Spirit. He is supernatural. We may not even realize what he's doing at first, but he wants to capture our hearts in different places and in deeper places. He wants us, the Holy Spirit, to go very deep in him so that we're not mechanical beings. You know, we have our schedules. As I said, we wake up in the morning. Where are we? What are we thinking about? Where do we stand? What's on our heart? What's in our mind? Is it a list of the things we need to accomplish? Is it, good morning, Lord? Where are we? We need to stop. Just stop the train, because the train's moving. Stop so that I can get on the train if I'm not on the train. If I'm not sure about the train, I'm considering the train. So the train can slow down and stop for us, meaning that Jesus is never stopping. Jesus is always moving. The train of his presence is going, but he provides a way for us to jump on the train. He provides us an opportunity. If we've got a speeding bullet, boom, that's moving, then how do we get on the train? What is the way to be able to get on the train representing his power, his authority, his presence? How can we do that? This is the scripture. I'm going to read a scripture that will give us an idea of what could be in the Lord's heart for us this morning. Because in a few minutes, we're actually going to gather together in smaller groups. And we're going to take what we're hearing right now and apply it to our own lives, apply it to our lives for this week, the lives of our loved ones overseas and even in this nation coming for relentless pursuit, but even more than that for us today, so that everything that God has planned for us pertaining to life and godliness this week particularly shall come to pass. We know that the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. It's his job. Jesus in John 10:10 also says, but I have come to give you life and life abundantly. Okay? Everybody in here wants to know how. Many want to know why. Many are not sure, maybe. You know, everybody is at a different place in the spectrum of the kingdom on our journey. But we have a big responsibility to steward what God has already given us, but then listen carefully as to what he wants to do this morning, because he's always increasing us. So we don't say, Lord, you slow down. He's telling us to slow down, to get on his train, if you will. Well, wait, didn't you just say the train was slowing down? The train is slowing down in the sense that we are able to connect and jump in and jump on board wherever the Lord is. He gives us that ability so even though he's our overwhelming God who's always good, he doesn't want us to be overwhelmed thinking, I can't do this. So he gives us an opportunity to jump on right where we are, with where we are in our own life and what he's doing. I love that about the Lord. He's very individualistic. Corporately, we're all here together. We're worshiping him. We're hearing and partaking in communion together. Kids are going to their classes. But the Lord says, I'm speaking to you individually for you. So today is a day where the Lord's saying, I'm going to take you into a deeper place in my presence, which is enabling you to jump on the train, my train that's moving, so that you're not missing a beat. I love that. I love that about the Lord. So when I was with the Lord recently here, I was asking him, what do you want for today? I just found out a couple of days ago, actually on Friday, that Pastor Jose would be at People's Baptist by design. And that would be the only time that would be able to happen for him. Because we all believed he would be here. I said, all right, Lord, what are you doing? And then as other things have been happening in my life and in the ministry, I'm saying, Lord, what are you doing? I want to be on your train that's moving. So what's my part? So that's what I would offer this morning to you. So, Father, I thank you right now that you are giving me the opportunity to see you, to hear you, to move with you, to shut everything else out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see you. I hear you. My heart is being captured fresh and new by you. Thank you, Lord. I want to live in that abundant place. I don't want the enemy stealing from me, distracting me from abundance. I need your kingdom heart, your kingdom way, to jump on that train in a new, fresh way. Thank you, Lord, which means take me deeper. Take me deeper still. Take me lower still. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Lord, that there is no confusion, no confusion, no confusion. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right now, Lord, you're renewing our thinking. You're renewing our minds. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Romans 12, 1 and 2. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you, through the Apostle Paul, urge us to present ourselves right now, fresh and new, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. And Lord, your word says that that's our reasonable worship and service to you. We agree with you right now. Lord, you encourage us in verse 2 to not be conformed, linked, following after the patterns of the world. But Lord, you encourage us to receive your work in the rest of that verse that says, be transformed, be changed by the renewing, by the increasing of your minds. Why? So that we can prove your perfect will, so that we would know and prove the perfect, acceptable will of God. Father, we thank you that your will is to know you and to bring heaven to earth. Thank you, Lord. You tell us that in the Lord's Prayer. So, Father, this morning, we thank you that you are on the throne. You're making a holy habitation even more of a reality in our hearts right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the purpose of living the abundant life with you, offered from you, through you, and for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. that we choose right now to say, Lord, I'm jumping on your train. My thoughts are aligning with your thoughts, but your thoughts are higher. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My thoughts will align with you, what you are saying and doing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Our presenting ourselves today is jumping on your train to see you as our supernatural Papa, as our supernatural provider, to see you as our holy Papa, as our holy God, to see you as the miracle worker, the miraculous one. Thank you for that divine access right now that comes because you're here. Holy Spirit, you're here. You're here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You're so good. Thank you, Lord. Your thoughts are higher. Your plans are higher. We align with you. Perfect alignment with you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this word. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're going to look at Ezekiel 47, 12 verses only, the first 12 verses. And Ezekiel lived in such a zone, such a supernatural zone as a dreamer, as a prophet, as one who was able to experience the Lord, encounter the Lord, a true visionary, but one who was able to take and receive the visions from God and then apply them to the situations at hand, to where he lived at that time. So he's from the Old Testament. We're going to put this up, and I've chosen the New Living Translation for this. Typically, we have up here a mixture, not today. So today it's NLT, because this was an opportunity, this vision from God, to help Ezekiel be able to prophesy to the nation, to Israel, obviously. He lived during that time. And let them know that the Lord has a plan for their lives, for what is happening during the establishment and through the establishment of the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, but also so powerfully given to us for the new living, for the New Testament, for the New Covenant, for now. This is an end time vision as well, because the Lord is doing so many things around the earth. And there are a lot of places that can bring master confusion to us. When we see things, we apply what we know, and we may not see an immediate change. So the Lord wants us to be able to connect exactly with his word, but then apply who he is in the spirit to this word, to the understanding of the word. I've studied this passage for many years. And every time I study it fresh and new and read it, there's new revelation to me, not to God. He already knows. He knows everything. So he is increasing who he is to us. So if this is the first time, great. If this is the 21st time, great. Let's receive the revelation from heaven that will definitely attempt to overtake, if we receive the revelation, overtake what we already know and what we think. The way that we do kingdom life right now, not church life, not family life, kingdom life, hear me please, not church life, not family life, but kingdom life needs to come, the way that we do, the choices that we make, and how we embrace the areas of life that we have, family, and let me also add to that just our daily life in our workplaces and things like that, okay, that also involves ministry. So our life as a person in 2023 is to reflect kingdom thinking on every front. And we think, well, that's crazy. The Lord doesn't make a separation. He really doesn't, even in our finances. Especially in our finances, but in our families, in our workplaces, and in ministry, which is the heart of Jesus, because he is ministry. Jesus is outreach. He is ministry. And wherever he places us, that's where the kingdom release will come. Ezekiel was being introduced to kingdom living, to help the people, to help the Jewish people, to help the people in the times. But yet, knowing or determining that the Spirit of God has not lived inside of him, comes upon him, has not lived inside of the people, comes upon them. But yet it's the same God, the same Lord, the same God. Jesus is the same. Hear me on this, please. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which means that Jesus was there in Genesis. Jesus was around when Ezekiel had this vision. Jesus is part of creation. Jesus is our divine, is part of our divine triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay, he's the Son of God. On earth, he's the Son of Man when he was here, but he was the Son of God. So this is very deep, and it's about the depth of God in Ezekiel 47. But understanding the times when he was giving this vision is very important for us then, but also now, because we live under a new and better covenant. Okay, so when we read this and study this, and which we're going to do, these 12 verses, it's very significant for us to say to the Lord, okay, I'm with you. Ezekiel, what did you see? Ezekiel, what did you know? Ezekiel, what did you experience? You're not talking to Ezekiel. But this is many times how I've studied Ezekiel and the book of Isaiah. And interesting, many, many years ago, someone suggested that to me. And I thought, let me think about that. I have found myself doing that so that I can enter in to the vision, even though it wasn't given to me. I enter into the revelation at that time, and I say, Lord, here I am. I'm your little girl. I'm presenting myself as a living sacrifice to you, holy and acceptable to you. Here's my little life. Take it. I give it to you 100%. I want to go deeper in my understanding of how you speak to these prophets in the Old Testament and how they're supposed to affect me now. Because I live in 2023, or back then it was a lot, you know, earlier. It has really helped me. Maybe it will help you. I wake up for the last week and a half, I've been waking up every morning with Isaiah 6, waking up singing that, waking up seeing that, waking up, I know the verses. I'm familiar with Isaiah 6. That's the very first thing for me personally. I'm not saying that needs to be your life. But I thought about it this morning. As soon as I opened my eyes, I see you, Lord, high, seated on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of your robe fills the temple. It's like, whoa. Where did that come from? It came from revelation inside of me, because my heart is the Lord's home and place of habitation. And I don't know what he was doing to me while I was sleeping, but that's what came up and out for me. It's like, thank you, Lord. So when I was asking him about this morning, I felt he was saying, again, Ezekiel 47, first 12 verses. That may seem like a long introduction to these verses, but sometimes we can just jump into the word and it's just like, what does this mean? And the Lord wants to just kind of saturate the ground, like we're watering flowers, and we do it gently and delicately, like a fresh spring rain. And we want to see the water penetrate these beautiful flowers that come up from the earth, penetrate their roots. So that's why it is helpful for us to be thinking, because the Lord's changing. He's transforming us right now. He's changing us. This is called renewing our minds right now, even before we get into the scripture. And now when we get into the scripture, this process, we've already engaged in this process. We've already said, here's my little life. Do with it what you want. I'm presenting myself. I'm jumping on your train. Your train is slowing down in the sense that I'm able to get on board because you're always moving. I don't know how he does it, but he's moving. I just want to move with him. Okay? All right, let's look at these 12, because what we're going to do is break down into some groups and begin to pray for each other and for where we are and for this week particularly. This is a week. This is a major week coming up, but we're just blessed. Okay, in my vision, let's look at this. This is called the River of Healing. And because of the time, and I want to make sure we're just going to read through this, you can use this in your prayer time with your group if you'd like. Okay, and another time, you may hear more about this during Relentless Pursuit. So this is not expository teaching one verse at a time all the way through. There's not time for that today, and that's okay. But this week, you'll be hearing more, I believe, about Ezekiel 47. All right? In my vision, the man brought me back to the entrance of the temple. There I saw a stream flowing east from beneath the door of the temple and passing to the right of the altar on its south side. The man brought me outside the wall through the north gate, the gateway, and he led me around to the eastern entrance. There I could see the water flowing out through the south side of the east gateway. It's very, very, very specific. A lot of imagery here. We're looking, we're talking, we're understanding the throne of God and the openness to what God wants to show us from his throne and what he wants us to see using the word picture, if you will, of water, which is typically, normally, presence of God, Holy Spirit, whenever we're talking about water, waterways, anything dealing with water is typically, usually about Holy Spirit. He asked me, "Have you been watching, son of man?" Then he led me back along the riverbank. When I returned, I was surprised by the sight of many trees growing on both sides of the river. Then he said to me, "This river flows east through the desert into the valley of the Dead Sea. The waters of this stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh and pure. There will be swarms of living things wherever the water of this river flows. Fish will abound in the Dead Sea, for its waters will become fresh. Life will flourish wherever this water flows. Fishermen will stand along the shores of the Dead Sea, all the way from En-Gedi to En-Gleim. The shores will be covered with nets drying in the sun. Fish of every kind will fill the Dead Sea just as they fill the Mediterranean. But the marshes and swamps will not be purified. They will still be salty. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow along both sides of the river. The leaves of these trees will never turn brown and fall, and there will always be fruit on their branches. There will be a new crop every month, for they are watered by the river flowing from the temple. The fruit will be for food and leaves for healing." Okay, these are the first 12 verses. A lot of imagery, as I said, dealing with water coming out and healing coming through the release of the Holy Spirit, through release of the Spirit of God manifesting corporately, but also individually. So before we say a little bit more, I'm just going to invite you where you are, if you can do this, you know, I know you can do this, that I'd love you to be in a group of three or four, if you can do this. And obviously we have some guests here, visitors, so if you can, I believe, so if you make sure someone feels very significant and important here, and they're not sitting alone, that would be great. So could you take a minute and do that? Get into groups of three or four. Could you do that? Just everybody rise up, find your group. If you've got your group, there you are. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to give you another 30 seconds to figure it out. 3, 4, or 5 if you need, Emmy, you know, I'm just, whatever works, something small. So if you can figure that out, that would be awesome. This is water from the temple of God moving. Okay. All right. Now you may think, well, she didn't explain everything from those 12 verses. You're right. I didn't. So it's okay, because today you're going to ask the Lord for some revelation. And we're going to invite the Lord to come in, and you don't have to unpack this whole scripture text. I'm not asking that. I'm asking for us to share and pray for one another first and for what's coming up this week. I don't need to tell you what that is. Obviously, you've seen videos, you've heard us talk about what's going on, but the Lord has a plan, and we want his plan, his purpose for us personally, first of all, and for what God's wanting to do, okay? And Andrew, if you can put on some quiet background music, that would be great. So if appoint someone in your group to be the person that takes the lead. Can you do that? I don't know who that person will be. And if you're sitting in a line where you can't see each other, you might have to change that, because people need to, you know, kind of connect so you can relate. Yeah. Okay. Did we all pick somebody who can lead this? Does anybody need somebody else in their group? It's kind of hard to see back here. Everybody has a group? All right. All right. Everybody, who does not have a leader in the group? Oh, good. You guys are awesome. Well, we're going to do this for a little bit of time. We're going to cut it somewhat short. But I want to give enough time for something to really happen, to really occur here. So this is your time. So Holy Spirit, thank you that you are abundantly releasing your revelation as we listen to what you're saying. And we're very, very tuned to your ears and practical today, because we are your instruments. We are your intercessors. We are your watchmen on the wall. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And I will add that if you are in any state of what, and you have a text, let's say for NASB or New King James, you're familiar with Ezekiel 47, and you can open it to that. If this was not clear enough for you, was trying to simplify in some ways, but basically, if you are familiar with ankle deep, going in the water, knee deep, waist deep in the river, and that's the way that you sing, that's the way that you minister, that's what your understanding is, you can use your own version, that's fine. So you can open your Bible to that, because that can help you if that wasn't clear enough for you. So in all the leaders of the groups, can you raise your hand? Okay, go for it. I love it.
Don't give up on me when Children singing, oh, oh, singing, oh, singing, oh, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you, your children singing. You made me to be a holy, holy.
took a risk. What if I opened up my heart and let you see in? What if I took my mask off, trying to fit in? I don't wanna be a mannequin. What if I let my guard down? What if I took a breath? What if I wasn't perfect? What if I was just a mess? What if I bled my soul out, giving all I could give? I'm so tired of pretending.
I'm coming out of my cages. I'm stepping down from my stages. I'm sick and tired of faking it. What do we get to be known? What do we get to be known? What if I got new armor? What if I swung my sword? What if I face my demons like I've
We're going to wrap it up in 5 minutes, so bring it around, and we're going to bring the young people back in. So let's finish in five. Okay, obviously the little ones are here, the young ones, the teens are coming. So as you're winding down here, Father, we just thank you for this time of impartation and intercession today. And thank you, Father, that as a family, we're off of the live stream right now. As a family, Father, that we're just coming together to hear your directions for this week from a practical perspective. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our hearts this morning. Thank you, Father, that we've chosen to walk not just knee-deep, but all the way in, submerged, Father, that you would allow us to absolutely be undone in your presence, that we would offer ourselves to do more than dipping a toe, going into ankle, waist, knee-deep or ankle or waist places in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Let it be. And that everything that was prayed out for our speakers, for what's going on this week, everything that's to come, will be fashioned after your purposes. Father, that we will live, we will walk in the supernatural, walk in the miraculous. Father, that everything that you've planned, that we have been able to partner with you in, absolutely would please you. Lord, that this would be a true, relentless pursuit of what you're saying and doing for us, that we would discover you in those deep places as Ezekiel did, and that we would go on that journey, stay on that train with you from today forward, because you're moving quickly, Lord, but you're also understanding where we're coming from. So, Father, with that in mind, we thank you that we can hear with spiritual ears, see with spiritual eyes, and hear your directive for what's to happen for our lives as we partner with you and as we connect with your ways. Give us the sensitivity to know the difference from our own thoughts and your thoughts, and, Father, that we're able to be in one accord and that we have unity in our family here, in the body here, spiritual unity, which will produce great results, Lord, for you, for what you're planning on doing, bringing all kinds of people in here, from speakers to people who will be part of these sessions and everything else. So thank you, Lord. We just give you the praise this morning. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. We bless your name. Amen.